of the Philadelphia. I'm sorry, John, are you ready?
Yes, Your Honor, I am, and I'm on the record.
Okay. This is the public hearing scheduled in the matter of the 2021 TAP-R reconciliation filing made by the Philadelphia Water Department. For the record, let me state that I am hearing officer Marlene R. Chestnut. I would like the council present to identify themselves for the record, starting with you, Mr. DeSant.
Yes, Your Honor. Andre DeSant for the Philadelphia Water Department. And with me today is also Carl Schultz and Sarah Stoner from Eckerd Siemens.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Ballinger.
Good morning, Your Honor. Robert Ballinger, Community Legal Services for the Public Advocate. Should we have an occasion to stay together past noon, my colleague Josie Pickens will also jump in for me, but that seems unlikely.
Well, fingers crossed, but who knows? Okay, let's see, Mr. Schultz, and I note that Ms. Lavery?
Yes.
Danielle Lavery on behalf of the Water Revenue Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning. Ms. Darlington?
Good morning, Brooke Darlington on behalf of the Water Revenue Bureau as well.
Is there anybody else who needs to be recognized? I do know that there are other people, witnesses, potential witnesses, but not attorneys. So, but I'm certainly happy to have anybody identify themselves on the record who wishes to.
Well, I see Black and Veatch representatives and Bui, Dave Yacht, and Brian should be on also. I'm looking for his name. Yes, Brian Merritt. Yes, and our Deputy Commissioner, Melissa Labuda, is also on.
And Megan is who?
Oh, Megan's with Black and Veatch.
Okay. All right, I think that kind of covers everybody then. The purpose of this is to receive
I missed notably, I'm sorry, Glenn Abrams.
Oh, I'm sorry.
who would make the presentation at the public input hearing. He's our main guy.
Yeah.
I apologize. Well,
the purpose is to receive comment from the public concerning the TAP-R filing. I know that the department prepared a presentation, which I don't think it's necessary to go through, but I do think you are going to make it part of the record when we discuss that. Does anybody have any suggestions about how to proceed then, other than that we adjourn?
If Your Honor, please, we will ask. We've already have posted the public input presentation that Mr. Abrams and Black and Veatch helped us put together, and we will ask that be included in the record.
All right, at the proper time, it will be.
Okay.
Obviously, no objection, and I don't think it's necessary that we go through that, although it would be lovely to hear Glenn's presentation, but I think we probably know enough.
It was a very nice presentation, I will say. I thought it did a good job laying out the issues and the impact. It was simple, it was clear. Now, will I use it as the basis for my report? Maybe. No. Okay, then why do we adjourn this? And I assume the same people will be involved in the technical hearing. We can talk about at least the housekeeping issues.
Yes.
And if anybody else joins in, then we can deal with that if and when it happens. But I think we can go ahead with the housekeeping stuff related to the filing, if that's okay with everybody. Does anybody object to that?
No.
No objection.
Okay,
then, Mr. DeSant, do you want to get started then?
Yes,
John, this is going to be one consolidated transcript.
Thank you, Your Honor. That was going to be my request to let me know if this is still in the same record.
Still the same.
Well, as Your Honor and the participants are aware, we circulated a joint petition for settlement of the TAP-R proceeding, and that was on Wednesday, the 19th. And we reached out to the service list indicating that all who would want an opportunity to comment, to support, or to oppose the joint settlements are welcome to do that. We request, Your Honor, as a part of the petition and at this time, that comments be permitted through, at the very least, May 28th. so that folks can have an opportunity, if they see it on the website, to indicate their concerns, support, opposition, or suggestions as to how it might be modified. The joint petition outlines all the reasons for settlement and appends to it various hearing exhibits. Those hearing exhibits are the advance notice and formal notice and discovery requests, which we ask to be incorporated by reference in the record. Hearing exhibit 2 is attached to the joint petition, and it shows the various changes to tables that support the TAPR filing. When you make your recommendation and the final ruling is made by the rate board, we can revise the rates and charges that are in the formal notice to comport with the joint settlement. And hearing exhibit 3, which is also appended to the petition, sets forth the legal notices and proofs of publication. We recognize in the petition that the result shown in the various paragraphs is a compromise and is not reflective of our complete position. It's modified by the public advocate's input, and we request that the presentation or the substance of the joint petition not be any prejudice to any position of any party, because it does represent a compromise. We basically made an adjustment reflecting the allocation or split between water and wastewater so as to reflect the revenue requirement allocations in the rate proceeding, as opposed to the 2018 rate proceeding. With that adjustment, there's a shift from the rate TAPR rates as filed, as shown in paragraph 17 of the petition. And it's basically a 2-cent shift from the original filing to the revised position. I note, and it was brought to my attention this morning by Rob Gallagher, sort of half Bill and half Ballinger, Rob Ballinger, there is a typo in the table that's set forth in paragraph 17. It's 0.71 MCF is shown there. It should be 0.70, in other words, 70 cents per MCF. And that's basically right out of the formal notice. And we need to make that correction. I can file either a errata sheet, or if Your Honor, please just to have it all in one place, a corrected petition, so that basically you'll have all the information that you need. And I thank Mr. Ballinger for pointing that out. In addition to that, we indicate in the petition no testimony will be filed by the advocate or other participants, and that this is an agreement. And the agreement and its rate impact are specified in page 32 and subsequent pages. And it also indicates the anticipated revenues to be produced from the TAPR submission. With that and the public interest considerations in mind that are also detailed in paragraphs 39 and through the end, we hope that Your Honor will recommend the approval of the joint settlement petition, and that we request the approval of the joint settlement petition. I think that's all I have. That's an overview of everything. What did I miss, Rob?
Nothing really as to the substance of what's before you today in terms of the agreement we've reached. Just the only thing that I would sort of note for the record here is that this mechanism is working quite well to recover the costs of TAP. And you can see that in Appendix A, where, you know, the under collection from a year, an extraordinarily challenging year, is a very, very small amount that needs to be reconciled. So I think as we get experience with this, hopefully we'll continue to see that this mechanism is working well, both to deliver the benefits that low-income customers need, as well as to efficiently recover the costs of doing so. So we're pleased to see this again, and happy to reach an agreement with the department that makes a really immaterial and more just a sort of a technical adjustment in how those dollars and cents flow through the rider. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to get back to something you said, Mr. Desant, which was that this is a settlement in terms of compromising positions. Now, the only modification from the filing is the C-factor allocation, right?
That's correct.
Allocation between the water and the sewer?
That's correct.
And you're saying that you don't think the rate board should render an opinion on that?
Because it is a compromise, I think the not so much an opinion as to whether they approve the settlement and the modification reflecting this compromise. I don't think you get into the merits of it because we were just trying to reach an accommodation.
That's what I was wondering. Is the compromise the fact that you did it, or is it the amount of the modification?
I think it's the fact that we did it first and foremost.
Because I'll tell you, I thought it seemed like a good idea to me just to make it consistent with the base rate case, but again, we don't have anything in there to explain it one way or the other than just accepting it. So
we accepted it because of the settlement, particularly in this particular instance. We filed it based upon the 2018 rates that are in effect and mm-hmm. the allocation that was in effect there, because it was presumptuous to assume, you know, the outcome of the rate proceeding. Because they're happening in parallel and because there are settlements proposed on both fronts, it seems reasonable, particularly in this instance, to approve it.
Okay. Speaking of the settlement, did you get any indication from the other participants as to their feeling about this?
I did reach out to Mr. Bakari at Plug, and he indicated, because I was trying to catch him up when he indicated he was interested in being a participant, and he indicated he wanted to monitor the proceeding and he wasn't interested so much in getting into the nuts and bolts of it. He just wanted to know what was happening. And as a consequence, he's been silent since our conversation where, you know, we'd sort of laid out the joint settlement. I told him what was coming and what exhibits to expect. And he's indicated no opposition. None of the other participants has indicated to me, even though that my email invited their comment, their statements of or a position one way or another, I've not heard from any of them.
So at this point, it's fair to say there's no, beside the two signatory parties, which is the Water Department and the Public Advocate, there's no opposition amongst the participants, because I understand that you're the only active participants, actually.
Yes, Mr. Skandaluski technically also indicated an interest, but has not pursued any active role in the proceedings so far.
Okay.
I'll just chime in that I've heard from no one raising any concerns about this, Mr. Skandaluski or Plug or anyone as well, just so that as they might, you know, reach out to me if they had them, there appears to be none.
Well, I will say, you know, I do read all the comments that the rate board gets. And I know that for customers, sometimes they don't differentiate between the base rate case and this case, but I haven't seen any indication that they have any kind of concerns with the tap rates themselves, which I think even if it were filed under the base rate case, I would consider to be relevant to this proceeding. So from that perspective, I really haven't seen anything. Well, I thought you did a nice job of setting it out in your petition. I'm sure it'll be no surprise that I am going to recommend approval to the rate board after considering any comments that may be filed. I'm sure it's not going to be a further surprise that my decision is going to look very much like the decision last year, mm-hmm. hopefully appropriately updated, and that the rate board order will probably look very much like it was last year also. No, I appreciate the fact that you did a nice job of putting it together and made it easy to follow, easy to understand. Also that you were able to resolve this. You know my feeling on that. Is there anything else that we want us to talk about? I guess I don't have a problem with, I think in terms of comments for this, I will send an email out, but I think we'll also post it on the Rate Board's website. Comments can be received on this until May 28th.
Thank you.
Obviously, every exhibit you identified will be admitted into the record along with the transcript of these hearings and my hearing report.
I should note that on the proofs of publications, we may have one or two to add if those affidavits come in. We'd hope we'd have leave to forward those to the rate board and that they could be included in the record as well.
Okay, sure. Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to have included in the record, Rob?
No, the responses to the discovery requests were sufficient, and we were really able to resolve this without need for the creation of much more of a record than the joint petition itself and the filings. So I think we're good.
Well, I think that's good. Like you said about the process working, I think you were talking about the TAP program itself, but I think that this hearing process works very well not to consume a lot of resources and time for something that really is just a mathematical calculation, or it should be. And when you said about the small amount to be reconciled, I don't know if that's so much TAP working as the projections being accurate.
Well, that's part of it, because you know when TAP launched, the projections were very, very high. And the rider came into existence basically to recognize that, to recognize the base rate recovery for a program like this was not the way to go. We need to be more nimble and look at it on an annual basis. And that is part of the program working. And you're absolutely right, Judge. It's the fact that customers are getting affordable bills that's perhaps most important. But we are concerned also about the cost of that to the customers who are not eligible. And this shows me that cost is being efficiently recovered and it's not excessive. And I think we have much to be proud of with that.
It's 11:20, so we're still technically not at the technical hearing yet. I don't see that anybody has tried to join in since we've started. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No one's tried to join.
Okay.
Just to finish up on housekeeping, we mentioned the slide presentation before. And if this is the appropriate time, please accept into the record the slide presentation concerning the TAP-R filing, which we've posted. And I just assume because it is posted, that is technically included.
Yes.
And we will provide a revised joint settlement petition that corrects the typo so that you'll have one document that we can post and have every confidence it has all the correct information.
Yeah, would appreciate that. I don't think I have any other questions. Like I said, I did have that original question about the start date of this, but Mr. Desson explained it was because of the delay in the board's order not being entered till August.
Yes,
but seriously, last time. Why was the department not ready to go? I mean, regardless of when the board did its decision.
I didn't do all.
Decided in August or July. Did that really make a difference for a September 1st start date?
Well, I think we're concerned about having sufficient time to have the rates prepared and to go through the whole process. And so it was different in that circumstance. We don't have to do it again.
Well, I just wonder if there's a mismatch of period revenues here though.
Well, I think Black & Veatch is corrected for that. I know they're on the phone, but perhaps we can, as an aside, develop that, get that information, that response to you, Your Honor.
Okay, if you're all satisfied with it, that's okay. I was just curious about, I mean, I assume it's been taken care of. I'm not sure how, but.
It has been addressed. I can get the explanation to you if
that's something. My concern isn't about that. It's more like, what's going on with that water department that you need such a long lead time to implement? Implement rates. That's like amazing to me. But I guess it is what it is. But maybe that's, it just seems weird that you need such a long lead time. But
I think in the past, we've discussed the billing system and some of the restraints it appears to place on making quick changes to rates. And I don't want to speak on behalf of revenue here, but that's my understanding from prior statements from Water Revenue Bureau's attorneys.
Yeah, that's my recollection also, but we're doing pretty well in getting everything done. I appreciate their service.
Well, I would think settlements make it easier too, though.
I hope so.
But yeah. Well done settlements, I should say. Okay. I guess we just need to hang out then. Let me, just on a personal note here, you don't have to call me judge, you know.
Oh, but we like to.
I'm used to it, but if you like it, but I really do prefer Mr. Haver's term, which is Madam Hearing Officer, but okay. No.
That's just additional words for the court reporter, though, Your Honor.
Yes, but that's what they like. They get paid by the word, right? So we need to pump up this transcript, right? No, but I mean, I appreciate the courtesy, but don't feel like I'm going to, you know, retaliate against you if you're not polite enough. Although I do. I do take things personally. Well, you know, we can take a break. Why don't we take a break till 11:30, and then we'll come back and see what the situation is. Unless somebody wants to talk about something for the next 4 minutes.
Yeah. What about those Eagles?
Losing us Amazon? Yeah. What about them?
Your Honor, this is John Kelly. Are we off the record?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. John, yeah. I while we're off.
Close it now. Okay. Then, John, we'll go back on the record. We have been here waiting for members of the public who wish to offer comment at the scheduled and noticed public hearing. No member of the public has appeared. We conducted a brief technical hearing to address housekeeping matters, and that has been concluded. Therefore, hearing nothing further from any of the parties, Mr. Desant?
Nothing more for us at the Water Department.
Mr. Ballinger?
Nothing more for the public advocate. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Darlington? Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. Nothing more from WRB. Thank you.
That's fine. Ms. Lavery, I'm not sure. Ms. Lavery, are you associated with Ms. Darlington? I forget who's who here.
Yes, she's WRB.
Yeah, I'm also WRB.
Okay. Okay. So I think that covers everybody. And hearing nothing further, then this hearing is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your efforts. I very much appreciate it. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.